Beloved friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we welcome you to the continued meditation on the important subject concerning heaven. As we have stated in our preceding message, the word heaven or heavens can be found recorded over 600 or more times in the precious Word of God. This in itself is sufficient emphasis to express very clearly the importance of the subject. We have only mentioned a few scriptures thus far in order to verify the fact, but today we would let us ask ourselves a simple question that should be of interest to everyone. Where is heaven? Some say heaven is a condition, and certainly it is, and I hope you get there, my friend. But specifically, let us consider today the location. Where is it? For the words of the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, in John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, plainly indicate that it is a place, which implies a definite locality. I go to prepare a place for you, said the Lord Jesus. Is there anywhere in Scripture any clear suggestion concerning this fact? I believe so. And let us consider by the help of God the Holy Spirit the subject. Where is heaven? There are three heavens mentioned in Scripture, and a careful study will clearly enlighten us as to this fact. First of all, we can name the atmospheric heavens surrounding our planet Earth. In the Word of God, in Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 25, there is a reference to the birds of the heavens, the birds which fly in the air. Yes, we also now know that man is able to do the same, and particularly in the past century and a little over, has aviation developed in a tremendous way. So that definitely we do know we are surrounded by the atmospheric heavens, the atmosphere around the earth. Then second, we know from the Word of God as well as from our own knowledge, there are celestial or stellar heavens far above us, called in Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 10, the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof. We are told that there are so many and as many stars in the sky, if you please, as there may be grains of sand upon all the seashores of the world. The modern mind of man, greatly occupied with the dimensions of the universe, and even with his telescopes, has revealed infinite fields of space filled with other worlds beyond our computation. Yet we must never allow the vastness of the universe to overwhelm us. And with the psalmist we would say, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest or regardest him? Psalm chapter 8 and verses 3 and 4. The magnitude and the universal vastness of the starry heavens but emphasizes the fact of man's insignificance in comparison. What is man? However, the Bible directly refers to what is called the third heaven, beyond the vast atmosphere of the second heavens above us. Can I repeat that? There is a pinnacle far above the starry universe, beyond the magnitude of all that universe beyond human comprehension, that is called the third heaven. This expression, the third heaven, by divine inspiration is recorded through the pen of the Apostle Paul, from a personal experience that he had. It is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and what a joy to realize the truth of it in verses 3 and 4, saying, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body or out, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up to the third heaven, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. My beloved, think for a moment carefully. Right here on the authority of Holy Scripture, we find the description of what is above the starry universe, called by the Apostle Paul, through divine inspiration, the third heaven, and called even paradise. This, my beloved, is the heaven of heavens, the highest pinnacle of God's universe, the very abode of God and of holy angels. The distance must be infinitely great. And astronomy, with all of its power, can never penetrate and measure the vast spaces of the starry heavens with any telescope. No telescope can locate the dwelling of God and the place of his eternal throne, which is the third heaven. But I want you to note something in our scripture of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 that Paul calls it paradise, saying that he was caught up into paradise. It is a paradise. You may well know that God made a paradise upon the earth for Adam and Eve. He gave them a beautiful place. It was there that he walked and talked with Adam and with Eve, until sin came in and defiled that paradise. The earthly paradise is gone, but there is another paradise in the realms above, where sinners saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will be able to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God, as you find it expressed in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. A paradise where no sin can ever enter, nor anything hinder. Blessed and eternal communion with God. What a prospect. But I want you to know the third fact from the Apostle Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 12. Concerning that experience when he was so caught up, he declares he heard unspeakable words, words which it was not proper nor lawful for man to speak upon the earth. May I be reminded with you that when you read of the resurrection of Lazarus from among the dead in John chapter 11, let me challenge you to find out, did Lazarus ever open his mouth and tell what he saw when he was in the realm of the dead and out of this life? Not a word. For may I say, the conversation and the language of heaven in his holy character is absolutely unutterable in this sinful earth. The lips of flesh and blood are unable to describe the inexpressible beauty and joy of heaven. My beloved radio friends, the only information upon this subject, where is heaven, can only come from the Word of God, which gives to us gleams of light upon the theme. Surely we must conclude the pinnacle heaven is what Paul calls the third heaven, the abode of God, his eternal dwelling place, his glorious throne, Is not this from which our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came down to the earth? And then did he not go back there? Is it not written, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God, and he went to God? John 13 and verse 3. Also in John chapter 6 and verse 38, listen to these words. Jesus said himself, I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And is it not written of the dearly beloved Son of God? In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down where? On the right hand of the majesty of God. And again in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it is recorded he is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. My beloved, this is the third heaven, where Jesus now is, to which every sinner who is saved by grace will go, past the atmospheric, past the celestial heavens around us and above us, in our universe. The sinner that is saved by God's grace will go to the dwelling place of God above. That is where heaven is. Oh, my friend, we raise the question, is this your destination? Are you sure of being there? Can you answer as one dying believer said to me when asked, how do you know you will be in heaven? The dear man answered and said, to my joy, I'm trusting the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, my beloved friend, we close our broadcast with the question, are you trusting the precious blood of Jesus? Oh, grant that you will be able to say, in very truth and blessed joy, heaven is my fatherland. Heaven is my home. I'm only traveling through this world, but heaven is my home. Our beloved and blessed Father, we thank thee for thy holy word that it gives the revelation of heaven, where it is. We pray that every listener will be there in Jesus' name. Amen.